Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, The Good Life or Eternal Life?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answered him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. He replied and said to him, Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have the treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. Peter began to say to him, We have given up everything and followed you. Jesus said, Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. The Gospel of the Lord. This is indeed a very difficult reading. Why is it so hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God? Certainly the disciples admit that they have left everything, and they're certainly not rich people. And they wondered too, then, is it even possible for anybody to be saved? We might ask the same kind of question. We're not all that rich when compared to very wealthy billionaires. However, as I sit here now in this room, comfortably protected from the natural elements, it's about to rain. Electricity lighting my room, my cell phone and laptop here, a nice bathroom with hot running water, a shower. Well, you get the picture. I'm just reminded that this is not how most people of the world live in the world today. I mean, the majority of the people on planet Earth are not as well off as this room where I live. Would Jesus say to us, rich Americans, as the people of the world might say? Would he ask us to try to leave all? It's going to be hard for us to pass through the eye of a needle to be part of the kingdom of God. Is it that Jesus is anti-rich? I don't think so. But why is it so difficult for us then, and for them, for others who are rich? I mean, just like the man who came and knelt down before Jesus, we too can say, I believe, we've kept the commandments all our lives. We've been trying. We have a few sinful infractions here and there, but by and large, you know, why can't we have eternal life too? And I think the first answer comes from the very same answer that the man in the gospel found. Are we willing to let it all go in order to follow Jesus? Or are we keeping Jesus the priority over all other things? We too ask, what more can we do to gain eternal life just like the man? We're searching all our lives to be better people, better disciples. But Jesus always challenges us with this question of wealth and the good life that we have now. And is our priority clear in our life? I question myself. I say, are we afraid that we won't have enough someday? Down the road, when we're old, we need to accumulate more? I remember some friends of mine in northern Mexico told me about a pack rat. And it is a real animal. There's a pack rat up in the desert there and seemed to have stolen one of their wristwatches. And they knew it ran into the wall. They knew where its nest was. So they had to rip the wall apart. And as they did, found all these little nests and all these multiple things, this stuff. Bottle caps and colored ribbons and cloth and all the stuff that pack rats just keep. What do they want? They just never seem to have enough. And certainly a shiny wristwatch was fun. Jesus reminds us, let it go. Let it go. The kingdom of God is much more important and will be enough for us. Right now, it will begin. The blessings, if you give our yourself to the reign of God now, much less in the life to come. Of course, this is easier said than done. I'm an itinerant Dominican like all of us, and I think I have moved now maybe 8 different times, serious moves to different missions, and each time I am embarrassed because our wealthy culture and my own attachment to things, I have accumulated too much. And I have to downsize again before I move and donate all of my stuff to friends and, you know, Catholic charities and others. Where do all those T-shirts that I have come from? I mean, I got a free one at a concert. I went to the state fair. They gave me one at the Dominican Assembly. But really, just clothes alone, just clothes in my closet. I could never wear out all of these clothes in this lifetime. And other things, so much stuff. I like to even call those little gadgets and mementos on my shelf dustables. They're very important things to me. They're remembrances of my parents, little things that I want to keep from each place I've lived. And I don't do anything except dust them. Take them off the shelf, dust them, and put them back. They're dustables. I probably could live without them. But, you know, some things, of course, in life are good to have. But is this over the top today, this kind of accumulation, almost addiction? The other readings for today also are very similar. And it seems that, you know, we are asked to choose God over stuff. The first reading from Wisdom says something like, choose wisdom and prudence over goodness, over all other, and choose goodness, rather, over all other things. Wealth and power and gems and titles and status and competition, whatever it is that gets in the way. I think it was St. Ignatius that said, you know, God's love and grace is enough for me. And of course, Jesus said, consider just the lilies of the field, the birds of the air. They're doing just fine. And we would probably be doing just fine, too, if we put God first and a lot of other things in their proper place. We can stop worrying and stop hoarding. Let's we go away very sad also, like the man in the gospel, because we don't want to choose eternal life over the good life.